Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. March 7th, 1854.
Ah, the sewing machine, a girl's best friend.
Charles Miller received a patent for the sewing machine that stitches buttonholes. Imagine what our clothes would be like without buttonholes. We'd use Velcro, safety pins, snaps, paper clips, staples. And just why is it that women's clothes have buttonholes on the opposite side of men's clothes? Yet so many women wear men's clothes. And sometimes men wear women's. Well, we won't go there. On March 7th, 1876.
Hey, baby, I'm your telephone. And you just show me where you want it, and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom. I can put it in the hall. I can put it in the bathroom. I can hang it on the wall.
Alexander Graham Bell of Salem, Massachusetts, rang up a patent for his invention, the telephone. It was an invention, incidentally, that almost bankrupted his company in the beginning. March 7th, 1911. Willis Farnsworth of Petaluma, California, patented the coin-operated locker. So if you hang around the bus or train station or visit an amusement park today, remember this when placing your belongings inside a locker. And remember, we are not responsible for lost or stolen articles. On March 7th, 1939... Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians recorded one of the most popular songs of the century. The standard Auld Lang Syne was recorded for Decca Records about 2 months and a week late, we'd say. March 7th, 1946. Grauman's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard was the site of the 18th Annual Academy Awards celebration for the movies of 1945. The best motion picture was Paramount's The Lost Weekend. It also won for Best Actor, Ray Milland. On March 7th, 1955...
I hate Peter Pan!
Peter Pan with Mary Martin and Cyril Richard was presented as a television special for the first time. March 7th, 1955.
But I will never give up. I'm in my 14th year of a 10-day beauty plan. One night I asked Fane to kiss me goodnight. He got up and put on his work clothes.
Comedian Phyllis Diller made her debut at the Purple Onion in San Francisco, leading to a stage, club, and television career that spanned more than three decades. On March 7th, 1987... WBC heavyweight champ Iron Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight titleist ever as he beat James Smith in a decision during a 12-round bout in Las Vegas. The number one record on this date in 1955 was...
Sincerely, oh yes, sincerely, please say you'll be mine.
Sincerely by the McGuire Sisters. And that's Rewind for March 7th, 2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.